Smelling of Roses by Simon Brett. Episode 2, Out to Launch.
Hello? In any event, events management, Rosie Burns speaking.
Oh, yes, hi, good morning. Look, I've got a bit of a problem. My name's Lala G. Croxton Sackville.
Yes, I see what you mean.
From the publicity department of Sackville and Groom?
The publishers?
Yeah, right. Anyway, look, we've got to organise a book launch in Brighton. And quite honestly, I'm clueless.
Well, you said it.
About venues and things. I mean, we're having the main launch in London, obviously. That's no prob. In London, I do it standing on my head.
Do you?
But out in the sticks, I am lost.
Well, Brighton's hardly out in the sticks. We do have electricity and running water, you know.
Yes, but I suppose the thing is, you know, one doesn't often venture south of the river.
Doesn't one?
No, I mean, obviously, one has chums in Clam.
What?
And, of course, Daddy takes one to Goodwood.
Of course.
But one's never been to Brighton.
Well, it's very nice. One should try it.
Yes, perhaps one should. Anyway, what's exciting about this launch is that the book in question is Goldmouth.
Really?
Yes, it's nothing less than the autobiography of Lloyd Grattan. You do know Lloyd Grattan, don't you?
We've never met, but obviously it's one of those names.
That one can't escape. Too right. Never out of Hello Magazine. I mean, we are talking a mega celeb here, aren't we?
Well, you are.
Which means, with him being a local boy, it's going to be quite a mega bit event for a little place like Brighton.
Well, we'll try to contain our excitement.
So, tell me, Rosie, will you take the job? Will you organise the launch for us?
Well, in any event, it's pretty busy at the moment, but given the fact that it's for someone of the stature of Lloyd Grattan, one can't say no, can one? Who the hell is Lloyd Grattan?
Rosie, for heaven's sake, don't you ever read the papers?
Have you heard of him, Tess?
Of course I have. He lives with his lovely girlfriend Denise in the Wirral. And he's had his bathroom done out in onyx and gold.
So now I know what magazine you read. Bob, give me hope. As the person nearest to my age in the room, tell me you haven't heard of Lloyd Grattan.
I'd like to, Rosie, but I'm afraid I can't. Lloyd Grattan has divine status. He's absolutely inspirational, and he's got a heavenly cross.
Is he an evangelist, then?
No, he's a footballer.
Oh, well, no wonder I haven't heard of him. I find football about as interesting as waiting for the kettle to boil. And at least with the kettle, you get a cup of tea at the end, so there's some point to it.
Well, actually, there's a point to football, too.
What?
Well, more than one point if you play well. You see, you get 3 points for a win, and a draw's 1 point to each team, and even a no-score draw gets you...
Bob, do shut up.
All right.
Anyway, the reason I mention Lloyd Grattan is because we've got the job of launching his autobiography.
Wow, you mean we'll actually meet him? He's so good-looking. He's got this long, dark hair and eyes that are almost black, but olive-shaped. Ooh, and his thighs are like the trunks.
Yes, all right, Joe, I get them, you see. Tess, I'm sure you can give me a more mature response than my granddaughter. What do you think of Lloyd Grattan?
Then you mean we're actually going to meet him?
Don't know why I bothered asking. Bob, bring a dilution of masculine sanity into this seething vat of female hormones. What do you think of Lloyd Grattan? Come on, a serious, detached assessment of the man.
He's not a man. He's a god. And do you mean we're actually going to meet him?
Oh, I give up. Anyway, I have agreed with the publicity bimbo from Sackville and Groom that we will organise the launch of his book, Goldmouth.
Wonderful.
And I'm glad to say I've negotiated a very good fee for the job.
The money's not important. Since it's Lloyd Grattan, we'd have done the job for nothing.
No, we wouldn't, Bob.
Why not?
Because there is no such thing as a free launch.
You say this video came from the publicity girl?
That's right. It's presented by someone called Greg Turnbull. Should I have heard of him too?
Yes. He's television's Mr. Soccer, supposed to feature in more female fantasies than Rod Stewart.
I wouldn't have thought that was difficult.
He's very popular with your generation, Rosie, a real geriatric pin-up.
Thank you for that, Joe. Well, the video's called Lloyd Grattan, The Glory Years. How old is Lloyd Grattan?
20.
I wouldn't have thought 20 was old enough to have had any glory years. Would you say you've had any glory years yet, Jo?
No, but I would have done if I'd snogged Lloyd Grattan.
Honestly, I do think it's funny how that word's come back in. I mean, we used to talk about snogging when I was in my teens.
Not just talk about it.
What do you mean?
How did my mother come to be born?
All right, let's watch this video.
Lloyd Grattan, The Glory Years.
So that's Greg Turnbull?
Right. Come on, Rosie, I'm sure you can find a use for someone looking like that.
Only if I needed to grease a baking dish.
This is the story of a boy from Brighton who was born with his brains in his boots.
I'm not sure that that's very flattering.
In this exclusive video, I'll be talking to Lloyd Grattan as he takes us through some of the high spots of his glory years. Lloyd, you were born with astonishing natural talent.
Very much so, Greg.
And you've honed that talent with a great deal of hard work.
This is it. You see, in football, you've got to keep your standards and your training up all the time. Relax, and you're yesterday's headlines.
Mind you, you're all over today's headlines for your personal life too. You and your lovely girlfriend, Denise.
Absolutely.
You lucky devil.
Very much so.
You seem to have your head very firmly screwed on, Lloyd.
This is it, Greg. Very firmly screwed onto my neck. My head is.
Just as well. When you use it to score goals, like this.
Isn't he wonderful?
But he's talking pure, undiluted cliché.
When he looks like that, who cares?
And I've suddenly noticed something.
What?
He is incapable of saying the word yes.
Are you sure?
Very much so.
Great goal, wasn't it, Lloyd?
This is it. I got a lovely through ball from Degsy, and then...
Why have you stopped him?
I just want to look at him. There, in the freeze frame, isn't he wonderful?
Really, Joe, there's no need to drool. Who is that dish? See, Joe? Your mother hasn't heard of Lloyd Grattan either.
He's the one that models that hair gel.
Oh, well, I know. He is not a model, he's a footballer. Ooh, I wouldn't mind a bit of that myself.
Anyway, Kate, to what do we owe the pleasure of your visit? I thought you were ensconced in your suite at the Grand.
I would be, except that the hotel has this bizarre policy about credit cards.
What policy is that?
They won't accept mine.
Could that possibly be because yours are already three times over their limit?
Yes, it was some detail like that. I don't know, people are so picky.
Well, you know you're welcome to stay here if you want to.
I put some feelers out to stay with some chums. I'll think about it.
Thank you.
Oh, and don't worry. I'll be back in a suite at the Grand one way or another.
Anything on the job front?
Not for the kind of money I'm asking for, no. I've had a few offers from crappy little tin pot firms.
Well, we could do with some help here at In Any Event, just to tide you over.
See, there's another one.
Kate!
Look, I know you have no respect for what we do here.
I do. No, Mum, look, I think it's great that you've got a hobby.
In Any Event is not a bloody hobby. It's a serious business that I've been building up for more than 10 years.
Yes, of course. But it isn't really me, is it?
What is you, Kate?
Something with a bit more style.
Like running up bad debts in hotels?
No, like not compromising, not going for the easy option. It's very important for me as a person that I live life on my terms, that I'm independent and free, that I preserve my integrity, and that I hold out till something worthy of me comes along.
A job, you mean?
Or a rich bloke, yeah.
You know, Kate, I can't believe you're really as mercenary as you pretend to be.
Believe me, I am.
Believe her, she is.
Are you two all of a sudden into football?
In Any Event is doing the launch for Lloyd Grattan's autobiography Thursday week.
He is quite dishy.
So, would you like to come along and meet him?
No, he is actually a little bit too young for me.
I'm glad to hear you have got some standards.
Though he does pull in about 30 grand a week.
Ah, well, then maybe I would like to meet him after all.
What I can't understand is how on earth you fill a whole book about a 20-year-old. Do you start with a couple of chapters on my toilet training?
No. It'll mostly be about football.
But what kind of stuff would go into this autobiography, Tess?
There'd be a lot of my firsts.
My first this, my first that.
My first the other.
Certainly, yes. My first sexual experience.
Ah.
Quickly followed by my first sexual experience involving someone else. And then...
Yes, all right, I get the idea. Oh, could you get the entrypone test, see who it is?
Sure, probably just some dumb kid. Hello?
Oh, hello, yes, this is Lila G. Croxton Sackville.
You were right, Tess. So you didn't have any problems getting here?
No, no, you know, the trains are quite quick.
I do know, I travel up to London a lot.
Do you? Good Lord.
Well, a lot of people commute from Brighton every day.
Heavens, it's another world, isn't it? So, I thought I should just come down and have a look at the venue, you know, we've got in mind for the Girlmouth launch, with the event not being in town.
Oh, it'll be fine.
It's very important that the guests at the launch are the right sort of people.
Well, I'm sure, Lalage, you've never met the wrong sort of people, have you?
Well, no, well, hasn't, actually.
Thought not.
Yeah, but when it's a matter of football, one doesn't know, does one? I mean, obviously, one's had chums who play rugger, but soccer, oof, that attracts all those kind of people, doesn't it?
What kind of people?
Well, you know, common people.
I can assure you we will keep the riffraff out of the Goldmouth launch.
Oh, bless. And the accommodation sorted?
You and Lloyd Grattan are both booked into the Grand.
Phew. And what about Greg Turnbull?
What about Greg Turnbull?
Has he been booked in?
No.
Why not?
Well, possibly because you didn't tell me he was coming.
Oh, didn't I? I'm just useless, aren't I? Daddy always says I'm charmingly ditzy.
Ditzy, certainly.
Yes, anyway, Greg Turnbull interviews Lloyd at the launch. That's how it happens. Seems to work better than just a straight talk. Gives Lloyd a better chance to express his personality and talk about what's in the book.
I see, fine. I'll get Greg Turnbull booked into the Grand.
Great.
Actually, we were just discussing what might be in Lloyd Grattan's autobiography.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about that.
Why not?
I'm publicity, not editorial.
You mean you haven't read it?
No, in a job like mine, actually reading the book can cloud one's professional judgment.
Ah. And can I ask if Lloyd Grattan has actually written the book?
What, you mean written in the sense of putting the words down on paper out of his own head?
Well, that's what writing usually means.
No, I think in today's publishing climate, Rosie, that's a very narrow definition.
So you're saying he didn't write it?
Well, not in the literal technical sense, no. But he did have editorial control. There is nothing in that book he didn't want to be put in.
And that means no debt?
Well, exactly.
I don't know. Some people are so clueless.
I don't think that's fair, Rosie. I do try.
I wasn't talking about you, Bob. I was talking about that boneheaded Sloan Ranger, Lalage. She's totally clueless about getting local media coverage. Tess, I've roughed out a press release. Could you get it round the usual distribution list? Local papers, BBC South Meridian, Southern Counties Radio, you know.
Sure.
What's wrong?
What do you mean? All I said was,
Tess, you can put more into a hum than Tolstoy could put into a novel. Come on, what's wrong with my press release?
Well...
I got the basics right. Who, what, where, when, all in the first sentence, because we know that no one ever reads beyond the first sentence. So what's the problem?
You've put famous footballer.
What's wrong with that? Lloyd Grattan is a famous footballer, isn't he?
Yes, but he's so much more, isn't he?
Give me strength. All right, what should I have put?
Lloyd Grattan, the midfield maestro with a dazzling right foot. He's the king of the dead ball situation. He's got a football brain the size of several galaxies. He's the legend who always comes off the field covered in jealous bruises. He's calmer than a Hindu cow. Lloyd Grattan ain't cool. He's Arctic.
You know, Bob, you're rather good at this.
Kate, how much longer are you going to be in the bathroom?
You can come in. I'm only waxing my legs.
I need to have a bath. I'm going out.
Good.
When I say those words to Rosie, she always says, where to?
Oh, well, don't worry about that with me. I'm quite happy to let you lead your own life.
You've certainly let me do so for the last 15 years.
Jo, you'd better realise I don't do guilt about anything.
Fine. I'll start the bath, if you don't mind.
It's not my place to mind. You live here, I don't.
You seem to be doing a pretty good impression of living here.
I can assure you, Jo, it's temporary. I'll soon be back in my natural milieu at the Grand. I don't want to stay here any longer than I have to. I can't stand Rosie asking me where I'm going to all the time either. It's very difficult for a grown woman to live with her mother.
Yes.
Oh, was that aimed at me? Come on, Joe, you know I've got less maternal instinct than Vlad the Impaler.
But you're still my mother, and living with you is pretty difficult.
As soon as I get something sorted, I'll move on.
I was thinking perhaps I should move on.
Not on my account.
No, not on your account. On account of whether at 18 I should still be living and working with my grandmother.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't know there was anyone in here. You two having a good nap, huh?
Yes, we were talking about you, actually.
Nothing bad, I hope.
Not bad, just infuriating.
Oh, what do I do that's infuriating? Whenever Joe or I say we're going out, you say, where to? No, I don't. I never do that. What else were you saying?
Joe was saying she might be moving on.
Hey, you weren't meant to...
Moving on? From here. Really, Joe?
Well, it's a thought.
Yes, right.
Anyway, I must get dressed. I'm going out.
Where to? Sorry!
Right. We've got Lloyd Grattan and Greg Turnbull's accommodation sorted.
Suites at the Grand for each of them?
Yes.
And the bill goes direct to Sackville and Groom.
That's right.
Will Lloyd be on his own, or is he bringing his lovely girlfriend Denise?
No, according to Lalogy, his lovely girlfriend Denise doesn't travel with Lloyd. She's only photographed with him.
Oh, so play my cards right and I'm in with a chance.
Tess, you're married.
Yes, but only to Kevin.
Make your point, right. Security, catering, booze, bar staff. I think everyone's booked and everything's sorted.
Hello. In any event, events management.
Hi, this is Greg Turnbull.
Oh, it's Greg Turnbull.
Television's Mr. Soccer.
Right. In a survey, he was voted the man most women over 30 would like to spend a naughty afternoon with, ahead of Richard Whiteley.
Anyone would be ahead of Richard White.
Hello, have I been cut off or what?
Sorry, I just got a bit tied up.
Sounds fun. Could I speak to Rosie Burns, please?
Right, yes. Rosie, he wants to talk to you.
I'll try to contain myself. Hello, I'm Rosie Burns.
Burns as in passionately?
No, Burns as in rabbi.
Do you mean you're Jewish?
No, Burns as in the poet.
Oh.
What can I do for you, Mr. Turnbull?
I just wanted to check about my accommodation when I come down to Brighton on Thursday.
You're booked into the Grand.
A suite, I hope.
Yes.
With a double bed, I hope.
I'm sure it has.
In case I get lucky. And I usually do get lucky, you know.
Bully for you.
Which, of course, means that someone else gets even luckier. So, could you ensure that there's champagne on ice in my suite for when I get back from the launch?
Yes, I'll organise that and look forward to meeting you on Thursday.
I'm sure you will. Nice for you to have something to look forward to. Isn't it, Rosie?
Goodbye, Mr. Turnbull. Yeah.
Don't you find him dishy, though?
I've been more attracted to the inside of a porridge saucepan. Bob, could you do something for me?
Yes, Rosie. Anything.
Could you pretend you're madly in love with me?
Oh, yes, Rosie.
And if you see Greg Turnbull come anywhere near me on Thursday, could you gallop up like a knight in armour and whisk me away on a white charger?
Of course, Rosie.
And Bob, if you see Greg Turnbull chatting me up...
Yes.
Could you give Kevin a ring and tell him I've got to work late?
But what about men, Joe?
What about them?
There's no one special in your life at the moment?
No.
You're not a virgin, are you?
No, of course I'm not.
Thank God for that. I can't imagine anything worse than having an 18-year-old daughter who was a virgin. I don't think I could cope.
Well, don't worry. You haven't got one.
No, but I was wondering, what do you think of men?
What do you think of them?
Well, just concentrating on their good points, I'd say they're selfish, untrustworthy, lying pigs.
But you still seem quite interested in them.
Oh, yeah, can't stop that. It's like you still want to eat all the things that you're allergic to. I keep getting into relationships, even though I know they'll all end up the same.
How?
He'll dump me.
I'm not as cynical about men as you are.
yet. It'll come.
May not.
What, do you still believe in falling in love?
Yes, I think I do.
So if tonight Lloyd Grattan says he finds you as gorgeous as you find him, that'll be it, will it?
Yes.
You know, I think there is something worse than having a daughter who's a virgin.
What's that?
Having a daughter who's a hopeless romantic.
Lalage, it's about time. Are you set?
Yes, I think so. Something.
What?
Well, with this being Brighton and everything, some of these people are quite fashionably dressed.
Yes, and some of them can probably do joined-up writing as well.
Really? I must say, coming all the way out here has been quite an education.
Well, I think you probably needed one. Are you ready to start?
Oh, yes, just a quick slurp.
Doesn't Lloyd look gorgeous?
Yes. And doesn't Greg Turnbull look gorgeous too? Oh, I'd like to go to bed with both of them at the same time.
Oh, incidentally, anyone fancy a bet?
On what?
The word yes. I'll have a fiver on the fact that Lloyd Grattan doesn't say yes once in his interview with Greg Turnbull, or indeed for the rest of the evening.
Of course he will.
Just shut up! Thank you. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening, and welcome on behalf of Sackville and Groom to the launch of Goalmouth, the stunning new book by this country's most exciting young footballer, Lloyd Grattan. Thank you. Of course, Lloyd Grattan was actually brought up round here, but has overcome that disadvantage and made a huge success of himself. And to interview Lloyd, it's very exciting, we're frightfully pleased to have none other than Greg Turnbull. Two hunks for the price of one. What? So, will you please welcome, please, Greg Turnbull and the author of Goalmouth, Lloyd Grattan.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and of course, all you lovely ladies. And it's a great privilege for me this evening to be talking to the midfield maestro, Lloyd Grattan. Lloyd, you were born with astonishing natural talent.
Very much so, Greg.
And you have honed that talent with a great deal of hard work.
This is it. You see, in football, you've got to keep your standards and your training up all the time. Relax, and you're yesterday's headlines.
Mind you, you're all over today's headlines for your personal life, too. You and your lovely girlfriend, Denise.
Absolutely.
And a big thank you to the star of every pitch he graces with his presence, and now the author of Goalmouth, Lloyd Grattan.
Talk about rehearsed. There wasn't a single question there that he hadn't answered on the video.
Footballers these days get training in interview techniques so they don't say the wrong thing.
There's a difference between saying the wrong thing and always saying the same thing. And incidentally, Joe, he didn't say yes once, did he? So my fiver looks safe.
All right.
Hello, gorgeous.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, damn, there goes my fiver.
Come and have a little chat. What's your name?
Joe. There goes your granddaughter too, by the looks of things. Handsome couple she and Lloyd Grattan make, don't they?
Hello, gorgeous.
Are you talking to me?
No, actually, I was talking to the other lady.
No, I'm sure you weren't.
I know who I was talking to, sweetheart. I don't call everyone gorgeous.
I think I'm going home.
No, Tess, please don't. Why do you want to go home?
Kevin's there.
Well, that's no reason.
Yes, it is. He thinks I'm gorgeous.
So, Rosie, what's a beautiful girl like you doing in a place like this?
So you do still come to Brighton from time to time, Lloyd?
Very much so.
I live in Brighton.
Absolutely.
And you enjoy playing football?
Very much so.
I hear you're famous for your crosses.
Absolutely.
Is there another subject you can talk about apart from football, or do you just have the one?
No. This is it.
Oh.
And don't pretend, Rosie. You know what you want. I know what you want. There are a lot of women who'd give their eye teeth to spend a little time with me.
There are a lot of women who buy Cliff Richard albums. That doesn't mean I'm one of them.
Don't fight it, Rosie. I know you find me attractive.
How do you know that?
Because everyone does. Come on, Rosie. Give in to what your body's telling you.
Excuse me. What are you doing talking to my woman, punk?
What?
You keep clear of her, buddy boy, unless you want to find your toilet full of teeth tomorrow morning.
Yeah, fine.
Come on, Rosie woman. You and me got a dinner date. Ain't that the truth?
Yes, yes, we certainly have.
Well, I'm sorry, I had no
Excuse
idea.
Excuse me, Greg, could you do something for me?
Yeah.
Bob, that was brilliant. I can't thank you enough.
Oh, I think you probably could if you set your mind to it.
Thinking of a dinner date was a stroke of genius.
Yes, well, I thought we could actually do that.
What?
Go out for dinner together.
Great act, Bob. Much appreciated. Oh, waiter, could you pass round some more trays of canapes, please?
Damn it.
You know, I mean, okay, Lloyd Grattan's very beautiful and all that. He's crap in bed.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. No idea what a woman wants.
Oh, you must be talking about a man.
Well, how did you know?
Because you said no idea what a woman wants.
Yeah.
This is Kate, my mother.
Oh, hello. I'm called Lalji.
Bad luck.
I was just telling Joe here about Lloyd Grattan.
He has a mobile phone totally dedicated to Totty. He gives these girls the number, tells them to ring him up in his hotel, and then he fixes a time for them to go up and minister to his needs. Oh.
Excuse me. Hey, your name's Joe, right?
Yes.
You know, Lloyd Grattan's taken quite a shine to you.
Has he?
He's got a suite at the Grand. He'll be there in an hour. This is his mobile number. Ring through and he'll tell you when you can go up.
Thank you.
Still a romantic, are you, Joe?
Well... Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, you're talking to me.
No, you're drunk.
That's true, but... Oh, God, I think I'm going to fall over. Oh, I have fallen over.
So I was the one you were calling gorgeous, was I?
Yes, you certainly were. What's your name?
Kate, and yours?
Everyone knows who I am. Listen, I've got this suite of the Grand. Would you care to...
Have you? Excuse me a minute. I'll be right back with you. Joe.
Yes?
I'm going to get back into the Grand one way or another, so...
What?
Just as a belt and braces thing, give us that mobile number, will you?
Smelling of Roses starred Prunella Scales as Rosie, Arabella Weir as Kate, Rebecca Callard as Joe, Duncan Preston as Bob, and Annette Badland as Tess. With John Glover as Greg Turnbull, Will Ng as Lloyd Grattan, and Tracy Ann Oberman as Lalji Croxton Sackville. Smelling of Roses was written by Simon Brett and produced by Maria Esposito.